Every Sunday morning throughout the summer, a bell rings out three times from an island in the middle of Squam Lake. It's a signal that boaters, kayakers, and even swimmers should begin to make their way to the island because church is about to start. With a granite boulder serving as an altar and music from a hand-cranked organ, Shakora Island has hosted religious services of all kinds for more than 100 years. In this final installment of our summer series, Surrounded, NHPR's Sean Hurley visits the island with one of its most devoted caretakers.
Along the water's edge in Bennett Cove on Squam Lake, Margie Howe Emmons leads me to her boat.
So this is my yacht. Hold on to your hat. You might need a seatbelt.
It isn't a yacht. I don't have a hat. And there isn't a seatbelt. We glide out beyond Willoughby Point, past a spray of stones called Otter Islands, until Chikoro Island, Church Island, as it's more commonly known, comes into view.
It's dead ahead. But you can't see where, because there's an island behind it.
But through the trees, I can see the white birch cross, the blue-gray slats of the pews.
I mean, it's not just for Squam Lake. Anybody can come.
50 yards from the string of docks that line the southern end of the island, the boat stalls.
Is that it?
But that is. And as we drift in toward the docks, at the speed of the lake itself, Howe Emmons continues.
We have a different minister every Sunday, and all different denominations.
Throughout the summer, there are Catholic memorials, Jewish weddings, Pentecostal baptisms.
My grandparents, Howe grandparents, were the first ones married out here in 1916.
As we tie up and come ashore, Howe Emmons points to the open cliffs of Rattlesnake Mountain across the lake.
I mean, the number of kids who proposed to their spouses on the top of Rattlesnake and said, "We're getting married on Church Island." Right. My son, for one. Heidi and Matthew.
Mm-hmm. She brings me along the pine needle path to the chapel.
This island housed the first boys' camp ever in the United States.
It was those campers who made the first pews, who set out the granite boulder of the altar and pulled a twist of stone from the lake and installed it as the chapel's reading lectern. It's been tended and cared for more than a century since then. The three-acre island is 600 feet long, 360 feet wide, and the open-air chapel sits at the northern end. Aside from the altar and the pews, there's a stone baptismal font hidden among the blueberry bushes, a wooden tower housing the same bell from the camp days, and a small locked shed with a hand-cranked organ inside. A one-woman, one-child operation, Howe Emmons says, with a kid cranking at the instruction of the female organist.
So, she's here, and she usually has a stick from the woods. And that means crank.
So she knocks on the window?
Uh-huh, uh-huh, with a stick.
And then the cranker starts cranking?
Exactly.
I tap on the organ house window with a stick. Howe Emmons starts cranking, I start playing.
I don't have another church. This pulls my heart and tugs at me all year round. I'm 71 years old, and I've been here since I was 2 months old. And, you know, it wasn't till my more adult life that I could really feel this place.
What is the feel of this place then for you?
Well, it's an ultimate peacefulness. And it's just God's place. I don't feel like a church religious person. I'm certainly spiritual, and I'm a thinker. And I think in this day and age, whew, like right now in our world, Lordy me, it's really nice to be in a place where you don't feel, see, hear any of it. You can see, feel, and hear whatever you like.
And one of the things Margie Howe Emmons most likes to see, feel, and hear during Mass is a kind of gentle disruption of the proceedings.
The ultimate service for me is to have a loon just go by and call, and minister usually stops and listens.
And all stop and listen, she says, as the church becomes a different kind of church, and the chapel on the island expands outward across the water. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.